From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has announced the formal start of the campaign to drive Islamic State forces out of the city of Mosul. The announcement on state television Monday signals the opening of the largest military operation in that country since U.S. forces left 5 years ago. In the hours before the announcement, the Iraqi Air Force dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul, warning residents of the coming offensive to take the city. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks in London Sunday with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. Afterward, Kerry told reporters all options remain open for the U.S. and its allies in Syria, but admitted the United States and Europe has no appetite for the military option. Kerry said pitting the U.S. against Russia would just light a fire under the civil war. The United States, Britain, and the U.N. peace envoy to Yemen called Sunday for the warring parties in that country to declare a ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke after a meeting in London with U.N. envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed.
But this is the time to implement a ceasefire unconditionally and to move to the negotiating table. But we cannot emphasize enough today the urgency of ending the violence of Yemen, of providing for an opportunity for a political settlement, which is the only way it will be ultimately resolved.
John Kerry. South Korea has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement Sunday the launch was a provocation and a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin dismisses the latest U.S. accusations that the Kremlin has directed cyber attacks in an attempt to interfere in upcoming U.S. elections. Putin spoke Sunday in India at a televised news conference, calling the hacking allegations an effort to distract Americans from what he called lots of problems facing their country. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump conceded Sunday he is losing support among female voters. Trump blames the loss on media reports about women who have accused him of making unwanted sexual advances on them. He insists that the reports are false and that they are part of a coordinated effort to rig the election.
The election is being rigged by corrupt media pushing false allegations and outright lies in an effort to elect Hillary Clinton president.
A national average of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Democrat Hillary Clinton with a 5.5 percentage point lead over Trump. Trump and Clinton face off in their third final debate on Wednesday. Clinton is staying off the campaign trail for a few days as she prepares for the debate. She is likely to face questions about thousands of hacked and possibly embarrassing emails from the account of her campaign chief, John Podesta, that WikiLeaks has released in recent days. The United Nations says around 370,000 registered and undocumented Afghan refugees have returned home from neighboring Pakistan this year. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Kabul issued the figures Sunday. Amid fears of threats posed by protectionism, the so-called BRICS countries have vowed to deepen economic engagement, tackle the global economic slowdown, and combat cross-border terrorism. The leaders of the five emerging economies, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, wrapped up a summit Sunday in India. The state-run news agency in Kuwait says Sheikh Asaba al-Ahmad al-Saba has issued a decree dissolving the National Assembly. The reason cited? A lack of cooperation. The decree brings down the government and sets the stage for early elections. A European Space Agency experimental probe is expected to land Wednesday on Mars. It's part of a mission aimed at exploring the red planet's atmosphere and searching for signs of life. A senior official in Mexico says jailed drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman could be extradited to the United States by no later than February. American authorities want Guzman on drug trafficking and other charges. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.